This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health news and personal development channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Nathan Walls, founder of Journey to Optimal Health, where he provides corporate wellness to help employees be more productive by teaching them how to increase their energy, decrease stress, improve sleep, and increase mental clarity. He also works with busy professionals to help them reach their full potential mentally and physically. Mr. Walls, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hey, Eric. Happy to be here.
Hey, good to have you. Thanks for joining us today. So to get started, how did you get into the health and wellness industry?
Yeah, well, Eric, I actually had a corporate job for about 20 years, and I went through about a 10-year period of slowly declining health, and I had all these symptoms. I was dealing with fatigue, insomnia, indigestion. I had chronic back and shoulder pain, brain fog, some anxiety, and it kind of started out slow and just got worse and worse year over year, and I finally got diagnosed with Lyme disease. And the doctor put me on all these antibiotics, and I ended up going from bad to worse. And I was getting really frustrated, and I just made a decision to do whatever I had to do to figure out how to get better. And I just started doing all this research, and I experimented with different diets and lifestyle changes. And I was able to completely turn my health around eventually. And kind of what I learned along the way was that I really enjoyed learning about health, and I really enjoyed the process. And I was also able to help out quite a few other people along the way. And what I found out is that a lot of people that I would kind of share with what I was going through, they would open up to me and be like, you know what, Nathan, I actually don't sleep very well either. And, you know, I feel tired a lot. And I kind of had the realization that a lot of us can look okay on the outside, but not necessarily be that great on the inside. And I decided there was a big need for this in corporate America, and decided to leave my job and pursue a career where I help others feel and be their very best.
If you would, Nathan, get into what it is that you do to help your clients and what you help them with.
Yeah, so most of my clients, they start off by having me help them eat better and get into better shape, but in most cases, it really evolves into quite a bit more than that. And, you know, once people start having better energy, a lot of other things start to open up. And, you know, lots of times, Eric, my clients will say, hey, Nathan, you know, I've got a pretty good handle on eating and exercise, so what's next? And then the focus shifts to, you know, self-improvement in their relationships, or achieving more in their business or their career. And, you know, lots of times people end up rekindling, you know, personal interests that kind of fell by the wayside, such as hobbies or reading more. And I also help people improve their self-talk. You know, a lot of us aren't very kind to ourselves. And another thing I work on with a lot of my clients is improving their confidence. And it's really exciting to see all of these big personal transformations. And in the end, my goal for my clients is for them to walk away with lifelong habits that are going to help them continually grow in every area of their life.
Shifting gears here a little, what is the driving disease in this country, and how do we reverse this course?
Well, in a word, inflammation. You know, 86% of U.S. healthcare costs and 7 out of 10 deaths in this country are from chronic disease. And chronic diseases are driven by inflammation. Now, the good news is, you know, these diseases are preventable and they are reversible. There are really three main areas. One is food, the other is stress, and then our environment. So a lot of us are eating, you know, processed food, a lot of sugar. These are very inflammatory. You know, stress can be just as bad as a bad diet if we don't deal with it effectively. And then our environment. So if we're exposed to polluted air, polluted water, there are a lot of EMFs in the environment, but all of these things cause inflammation. part of the problem is healthcare in America has a focus on disease management, and we really need to shift that to a model of prevention. And we are seeing some small moves in this direction, but there really needs to be more. And, you know, I believe to create change on a national level, we need to address health and wellness at an organizational level. So starting with schools and going all the way up to industry. So for schools, what can they do? If schools could have better education programs on health, that would make a huge difference. And a couple things, some schools are starting to sponsor gardens and teaching kids about where real food comes from. And some inner cities are adopting these programs as well. And they're taking, you know, vacant lots that were at one point filled with just trash or a rundown building, and they're converting them into gardens. And these communities are really getting involved, and they're also getting access to freshly grown food. And then at the organizational and corporate level, if the more companies that influence the health of their employees, the better overall health we're going to have in this country. And then farm subsidies. You know, a big percentage of farm subsidies, I think around 70%, go to 10% of farms. And these are farms that are growing things like corn, soy, wheat, sugar beets to make sugar. And if we did a bigger shift, you know, there has been some increase in money to organic farmers. There needs to be a lot more. And the more we can put towards creating better and healthier, less anti-inflammatory foods for our country, the more and better job we can do reversing disease.
Certainly helpful information in all regards. Today we are speaking with Mr. Nathan Waltz, founder of Journey to Optimal Health. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Nathan, can you talk about the energy crisis in corporate America?
Yeah, so Eric, you know, as a whole in this country, we have pretty low energy, and this comes from people not getting enough sleep, not moving enough throughout the day, eating the wrong foods, and just having too much stress and not effectively dealing with it. And, you know, I recently read from Tom Rath. Tom Rath is a researcher. He's also written a bunch of New York Times best-selling books. But his company surveyed more than 10,000 people, and what they found is that only 11% of people reported having a great deal of energy the day before. So that's, you know, that's pretty rock bottom. But, you know, let's think about this. What kind of impact does not having enough energy have on your productivity, on your job satisfaction, on your relationships with people you work with your family, with your loved ones, and on overall well-being? So there's definitely a lot of room for improvement here.
Tell us, if you would, what can companies be doing to have healthier and happier employees? We know that that certainly affects the bottom line as well.
Yeah, it really does, Eric. Well, corporate America has a great opportunity to improve the overall health of our country. And, you know, what if companies added a corporate value of feeling great? You know, what kind of ripple effect would that have, you know, on their employees? You know, if they'd have healthier employees who would have fewer sick days, they would decrease their healthcare costs, their employees would be more productive, they have better relationships, and the list goes on. But it really starts at the top. Leaders need to start setting a good example by eating healthier, by encouraging healthy habits. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'll give you a good example. One of the best things leaders can do is encourage good sleep. You know, if you look at somebody like Jeff Bezos, who's really known to be kind of a workaholic, one of his priorities is on getting 8 hours of sleep every night. And he encourages his employees to do the same. And, you know, Amazon's doing pretty well last time I checked. Something else employers can do is to really focus on the plus side. So, for example, instead of focusing on people losing weight, focus on their employees feeling more energetic. Another thing they can do is to encourage their employees to use their vacation time. You know, 50% of employees don't use all of their vacation time. And we know from research that employees who actually plan and use their vacation are more productive. They have better physical health. They have less stress. And they have better relationships at home. And then, you know, final thing, employers can offer healthier food options. So a lot of companies, you know, the only food on site might be a vending machine that is just full of junk food. Or they might have a cafeteria with just unhealthy food options. So if they could add healthier food options, you know, those are a couple things that companies can really do to increase the overall health and happiness of their employees.
Lastly, Nathan, what is something simple we all can be doing to improve our health?
I'm going to give you a couple things, Eric. But number one, get more sleep. You know, we know from research, and there's just so many studies out there that when we don't get enough sleep, we don't have good energy, and we know what that leads to. Number two, drink more water. A lot of us are walking around dehydrated. And then number three, reconnect with nature. You know, we're in the midst of December right now, and a lot of us, we leave for work, it's dark out. We come home at night, it's dark out. So we're not really seeing any natural sunlight, and this has a huge impact on your health. A lot of people experience seasonal affective disorder. And one of the best things you can do for this, Eric, is to get outside, even when it's cloudy. You know, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there throughout the day can make a really big impact.
Well, this certainly has been helpful information to bring focus on the importance of feeling good, as we certainly can't be productive if we're feeling lousy and without the energy needed. And, of course, being stressed out drains us as well. So thanks for bringing attention to this, Nathan, and for what you're doing in the space to combat all of this. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information on Journey to Optimal Health and how they could be in touch.
Well, Eric, my website is journeytooptimalhealth.com, so www.journeytooptimalhealth.com. And I've got a lot of information there on some simple things you can do to feel better and increase your overall health and happiness.
Well, once again, we thank you for your time and certainly appreciate it. And for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, have a great rest of your day and happy holidays.
Hey, great to be here, Eric. Happy holidays to you.
And we certainly appreciate that. We've been speaking with Mr. Nathan Walls, founder of Journey to Optimal Health, where he provides corporate wellness to help employees be more productive by teaching them how to increase their energy, decrease stress, improve sleep, and increase mental clarity. And for more information, simply visit journeytooptimalhealth.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.